Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
What's up, Good Life fam? Whether it's the morning, afternoon, or night, we welcome you to another episode of The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Today's episode is super sweet. We're sitting on our couch, and we are just going to have a really fun little questions game, and it's all about God. We are going to talk about our faith like never before, and I can't wait to hear some of these answers from my sexy hubby.
Wow, babe, I don't feel very sexy today because I definitely am battling a cold right now, but I appreciate the confidence. And of course, I appreciate anybody who's left a review. We've been asking you guys to leave reviews, and I said that I'm going to read at least one every week. So this one is from Nicole Ruth Brandon. She said, exactly what I needed. I've been so incredibly blessed to find Cezanne when I did. I was slacking a bit in my faith and not really knowing where I'm going. I'm a sophomore in university, so I'm on the grind, but this podcast breathes life into me, and I rarely end without tears in my eyes because somehow it's always exactly what I needed to hear. Aww. This is such an amazing podcast, and I recommend it 1,000%. To anyone who is looking to live a more meaningful life, so good. You won't regret it. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate you leaving a review. Fam, if you haven't, please leave us one. We do so much appreciate it.
You guys know we've talked about LaCroix on our show before. Now, the question is, do you guys say LaCroix, how you're supposed to say it, or do you say LaCroix or LaCroix? I've heard it all. And I'll just tell you one thing that I think everybody can agree on is that LaCroix is bomb.com. I mean, sparkling water has changed the game for me. I am a big soda person. So to have something fizzy, bubbly, refreshing, and sparkly with a little twist of flavor right on my desk, in my cup holder, in my car, with me on the go. I love it. It's just so comforting and so cozy. And we're going to have it this entire holiday.
By the way, we're
season.
In Europe and you didn't have any LaCroix on hand. You were drinking too much soda. So I'm glad we're back in the.
I'm glad we're back to reality. And I'm definitely going to try to avoid my soda this holiday season. And I'm going to go with my LaCroix. You guys know LaCroix has over 25 flavors that are derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. So if you turn that can around, you're going to see it is zero across the board. They've got so many new additions to the family. Have you guys tried the hibiscus flavor? It's not too bad. They have so many different options, and LaCroix waters are, of course, gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO. You can check it out. Find it at your nearest grocery store, and it is available nationwide. For a full list of retailers, you can visit LaCroixWater.com, and for more information, check them out on social.
Ooh, all right, baby. Stick around, fam. We've got a really good episode, and of course, it's about to get good.
Every part of my world, take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours. Woo!
Wow.
You want to know who that was?
That was sad.
Well, it wasn't me, but I'm just singing a song that's stuck on my heart. I've been listening to that worship song all day, and it is true. When you give God your heart, man, guys, I've seen it in my own life. And today, my heart is on fire, Good Life fam, to just talk to you guys about the goodness of God as we finish out 2020 and we start thinking, finish out 2019 and start thinking about 2020. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I got to tell you, before we get into 2020, I need this head cold to go away. I've been struggling, fam. Your boy's over here and my head's like a balloon right now.
You've been out of it, but baby, I'm going to carry you through today, okay? Because your girl is on that pre-workout. Just kidding. No, but I was earlier.
Oh my gosh. We just to let you guys know, this is our second week in LA back from being traveling abroad, and it's been crazy, right? It's been crazy.
It's been really crazy. But how are you, babe? How are you doing today, honey?
Well, do you remember that old commercial where the guy was like, my head feels like a balloon, and then his head floats away and then pops.
What commercial?
And they're like,
that?
Don't make your head feel like a balloon. Get Robitussin. Wow. That's kind of how I feel right now.
Well, do we need to go get you Robitussin?
I don't know if Robitussin still exists, but I'm telling you what, I'm taking vitamin C, turmeric, chicken noodle soup. I'm taking it all, y'all. And I know I'm not the only one. Apparently, all of your meetings got canceled this week because everybody's sick. So
yeah, LA is the air quality from the fires. It's no joke that everybody's feeling something in the air, and it's really triggered a lot of our allergies and the sinus pressure. It's just the worst. But I'm glad I got over it after 24
hours. You literally had it for like 24 hours.
I think my immune system, praise God, it's been good to me this year. I haven't really gotten anything crazy.
I have a good immune system, but when it comes to this cold and like allergy stuff,
you're a sinus sufferer. Poor baby. I just get the smack down. But you look good. Thank you, baby, today.
Well, fam, if you're wondering how our house hunt's going, that's not, we're not even able to really wrap that up into 5 minutes. It's been going, been hunting. We found a house that we loved, but we don't know if we're going to get it, long story short. That's all I can really say. I feel like right now God is literally writing an insane story, and we can't share it with you. That's what sucks, is that we want to share everything with y'all, right, babe? But
right.
We can't share it yet because it's not finished being written. But it's something
just, this is no hocus is pocus. Going on. This is no us just trying to add a little thing of drama to the show. No, it is so crazy that almost 6 months ago when we sold our house, as you guys know, we've been documenting it here on The Good Life. You guys know that every week that has gone by, we have been trying to just unravel like where we're supposed to be, what God is doing, why we can't hear God's voice this week, where is he at, what do we need to focus on? I mean, we have literally in the past 6 months experienced this kind of feeling of like we're in quicksand. And as a result, we have sort of observed God, part of him, like part of his character, I guess, that I personally have not really experienced in my walk yet as a believer. Like I have just seen him do some things this summer and into the fall and in Europe that now we're piecing together this insane puzzle piece that we realize actually connects to the past year. And some really crazy prophetic ways that today we actually were able to piece together. And the reason why Stevie said we can't really talk about it, we can't really share it, because a lot of these things that are in this puzzle piece are things that we have been really pressing into and praying about for the future as well, in terms of where we're going in our business and our personal life. And so when we're ready to really put all these puzzle pieces together, I promise you guys will be the first to know, as we are so excited and we feel like God is really using us as witnesses. And like we prayed, babe, we prayed. What did we pray? Do you remember we prayed at the beginning of the summer when we sold our house? We said, God, give us a story. Like, make this a good story. Well, little did we know, God started telling us that story long before, and we're finally piecing it all together. But the house is such a huge symbol in all of this, and I just wish we could tell you guys today all of the crazy revelational things that we finally have pieced together. And I think that's why starting the show, I really did feel like, man, I'm about to see some worship going into The Good Life today, because after 6 months, I really feel like, oh my gosh, God, I feel like God walked into the room and he said, what's up, guys? This is what's been going on. Let me catch you up to speed on everything I have been doing. Today was that day we felt it. And guess what today's date is? It is 11/19. Do not forget the number 19, okay? 19 is a very, very symbolic.
We told you guys all about
date for us.
We told you all, fam, about the number 9, all that crazy stuff that happened while we were in Europe. If you haven't listened to that episode, we talk about how in Europe we kept seeing the number 9 everywhere in our hotel room, which was just an insane thing in itself. And then there's been this thing with the color red that's been happening, like from the beginning, Cezanne got this vision of us, you know, like this red church. And then our friend was praying for us and she said, there's going to be a red marker on your house. And then her sister had a dream.
Red houses.
Yeah. And then your sister had a dream that people were walking by what will be maybe our future house. We don't know. And they said they're going to paint it red. And anyways,
and
y'all,
there's so much more. That's just a glimpse, but it just really, it does seep and pour into, babe, our professional life, where we want to go with that too, which has been so nice as we're ending the year. It's put me at peace about a lot of things. I'll just say that.
Sorry. I think what's so exciting though is that, like you said, there's been so many of these abstract puzzle pieces and we've been trying to figure out what God's doing. You know, why? What is the whole purpose of us waiting 5-6 months to find a house? You know, maybe even more. What's the point? We haven't known. You know, it's kind of been like...
But truly, the house was the gimmick, I think. Now that
for sure. But what seems like God has just been putting us on a wild goose chase, there's a point to it all. And today, for the first time, we really feel like we're starting to see the puzzle kind of come together, and we're not there yet, but we know that God is doing something. Some things have really happened that we're really crazy today to show us like, hey, God is moving. And so if you're somebody too, I feel like it's not just us, babe. I feel like there's people around us
yes.
in life right now. There's just a stirring of newness. There's a fresh wind.
A revival.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but so many, I mean, some of my close friends I've been talking to, your sister, some other people around us that we're just noticing God is doing some crazy things, y'all. He is bringing people into a new season. There's a lot of old dead weight that's just been hanging around, and God is going to begin to trim that off. And really, there's going to be this.
I feel that too for our listeners, babe. I feel that like for anybody listening, yeah. I also feel like that includes you all, our Good 100%. Life fam. As this past year began, you know, we said that we were going to remove the tape off of our mouth, right? That was a thing. That was a vision I strongly felt like I got from the Lord. Felt like God was like, I'm looking down and I'm seeing so much tape over the mouths of my children, people who believe in me, but they're not really going after those hearts and being witnesses for me, you know? And so I felt like there were so many hearts out there that needed to hear more about God, the love of God, the goodness of God, and just who he is, that he is alive. And so the Good Life for us has been a place where we can safely do that. It's been so incredible that we've built up this fam, our online and Good Life fam. And as a result, when we pray for our listeners, I also believe that God has been in this and we've been feeling it in our hearts for our listeners, for any of you listening that you've been going through a stirring season. Stevie felt the words, you know, now I'm going to move. He felt it and he heard God say those exact words. It was Easter weekend. And since then, like you said, babe, so many of our friends' lives are changing and moving, and I also believe so many of our listeners' lives are changing and moving for the better, for the better.
Well, you guys know everybody loves the feeling of winning. Yes, we all love a good win, especially the feeling of winning the holidays. If you're giving everybody Bombas socks this holiday, you deserve a spot in the Holiday Gift Hall of Fame. That's right, right next to Saki Fillenstein. Saki? I'm just kidding. That's a person I made up. But honestly, a good way to get to your man's heart, babe, wink, wink, looking at you, is to get him a fresh pair of socks. You've been complaining Ooh. About how many pairs of socks I have, but...
With holes in them.
You can't go wrong with a good pair of socks. Did you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters? That's because people want socks. Bombas wow. socks were created to change that. For every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Mm. That's really cool because it sucks to have bad socks. You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way, my Bombas socks, they're really, really nice. They have a good flow of air, but at the same time giving cushion to my feet
no
in the right
feet.
Places, which I definitely appreciate that. Bombas socks provide support in places you didn't even need, you know you need it, like your arches. Each sock is built with a special arch support system that's supportive, but not too tight. Like a nice hug, but on your foot. You do a lot of different things, so Bombas made a lot of different socks, like dress socks for work, performance socks for working out, and limited edition holiday socks. Oh my gosh, I might need to get some of those. Guys, if you want to, go to bombas.com/goodlife and get 20% off, 20% off any purchase during their big holiday sale, November 18th through December 5th. That's bombas.com/goodlife for 20% off, y'all. Bombas.com/goodlife. Chizzy, check it. And I think, too, one thing that I want to say to pick up on that, because I totally agree. I was saying it not just for us and for the people around us. I think God's doing a major move right now in a lot of people's lives and a lot of you listening, maybe in the people's lives around you, maybe the people you've been praying for a long time to come to God, you know, to change their life. Maybe those people are going to start really looking in the mirror and start searching for God. And so I just feel like there is something coming this season that I can't quite put my finger on, but it's a newness. There's a revival, like you said. I just see God really moving right now. And I want to encourage anyone, babe, who's kind of been in a season like us where it's like, you know, we've seen like puzzle pieces and little glimpses, but we're honestly like today I was walking and I was like, God, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm confused. I'm turned around. I was like, I'm turned around and I'm confused, but I still believe in you. I still trust you. I still love you. I still know that you're good and good things will come, but I'm confused.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people out there like that. And we get to that, you know, we get to that phase, babe, where it's just like, I'm over this. Yeah. I'm over this, whatever it is, God, that you're trying to do. I'm mm-hmm. done waiting. I'm tired. I'm confused. But one thing I've learned in this season is that we're waiting and waiting. And at every turn, we feel like the wait is over and it's not. It's just a simple reply. Okay, God, I'm a little disappointed. but I know you've got more, and I'm going to keep on trusting and keep on being patient and keep on believing.
There's a lot of you out there
that you've been praying for something special and you've been looking for a change, babe. And I just feel like, hold on, because if you take the shortcut or if you just quit on it, God can't do it. But all you have to do is just stay in the game, but let him do the work.
Right.
Like, let him do the work, y'all, but just rest. My dad always said, true faith is at rest. And so in the process in which you, whatever it is you're waiting on, for someone to get saved, for a new house like us, or something even bigger and more extreme, or for someone to get healed from cancer, y'all, God has a purpose in all of it, and just wait on his timing, because he is working.
And to add on to that, babe, when those kinds of things happen in our life, you know, don't get that confused for, well, I'm just not going to do anything and I'm just going to sit here. I think it's just a spiritual rest. You know, it's this allowing yourself, when you're not at peace about something, to declare that I'm going to be at peace about this. Even though I don't feel it, I'm declaring this and I'm giving this to God. And then when you feel and when you hear God knock, it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to answer that door? When God commands or calls you to do something or say something, or maybe you're having a conversation with somebody and God's literally putting it on your heart, thump, 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 knocking, 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 like, hey, tell this person this. They need to hear this. Or maybe it's something you need to hear. You know, those are the moments where you step in, you know, and God gives you that free will to do that. And so I think it's important to explain that for me personally, I've had seasons of rest and I've understood the power of rest. But then when God calls me to say something or to do something, whether it's on an Instagram post or in my day-to-day life, when he's calling me to do something, I have to step up. You know, you just feel that tug. And I think for so long, we look for happiness and we look for answers in all of the wrong places, right? We try to find that power in ourselves, in other people, in material things, on social media. And the truth is those things are not going to give us that everlasting, true foundation of happiness. And I think the one thing that cannot be shaken really is a foundation that's built on God. And it has taken me probably more than half my life to realize that, because I did put my foundation of happiness on the wrong things. And I'm just happy and blessed that when I heard God knocking and I loud and clear felt like Jesus was waiting for me on the other side, I gladly opened that door. I'm just happy that was part of my testimony, that I didn't have to hesitate there. And I'm glad that I did. And everybody has such a unique journey and a unique spiritual walk. But I think it's so great to have conversations like this on our show, because many of you are finishing out 2019. And I even reached a place when I was reflecting, I talked about this a couple episodes ago, that I felt like, why do I feel like for certain things I'm going back to square one? I feel like I'm ending this year and I'm like, why am I going back to square one? I feel like a little bit, is this a failure on my part? Like, am I slacking on certain areas that I could have grown more in? But the truth is sometimes God wants us to reset, because when we reset, sometimes we're forced to refocus. And I think certain things that we think are the desires of our hearts that we go after, it's like, not really. Those are not really the things that God has called us to do. And I feel like going into 2020 with that reset and refocus, I feel like God has given me new visions, new purpose, all these different signs and things we've been seeing, babe. I'm just like, whoa, God is validating to me so many things. I wish I could share them now, but I'm going to share them one day, because I feel like God really is moving in so many of our lives. So today's show is going to be really great, because Stevie and I are just sitting in this living room hanging out, and we are just going to just have a fun, open, honest conversation about God. We get a lot of questions about our faith, obviously, but I think this is really not a conversation about religion. I think that sometimes, babe, what people get confused, right, with God is like, well, I don't want to talk about religion, or I'm not somebody that's really searching right now for religion, so I'm not. Right. It's not about religion. It's right. About relationship. Yeah. And so we are going to talk about what we do best, and that is just talking about our relationship, not together, but with the most important relationship in our life, and that's with God. So 10 questions, babe. It's going to be fun.
Well, I before we get in there, babe, I just want to address anyone who feels like God or religion is something that you build into your life. You don't build God into your life. He completely restructures and reframes your life.
Yes.
You don't bring God into your life. You don't create God in which the way in which you want to see God. If you truly find God, he will completely open your eyes to the truth and change everything about you from the inside out.
That's amen.
And so I just want to say that because a lot of people I think today get it misconstrued with like, yeah, like I know there's a God or I'm finding God. But finding God is not finding the God that you want to find. It's finding the one true God. But the God that you will find is way better than any God you could create for yourself and in your own mind. Mm. Because when you encounter him, he'll open your eyes like they've never been opened before. And your life will change dramatically. And his son's name is Jesus. And we promote that on this show because that is the truth. And that is the only truth. And so, fam, if you're listening right now and that hits you, I want you to just think about that. And of course, we can obviously pray at the end of the episode, but we have a few questions here. Just really honest, y'all. I mean, one thing I love about a relationship with God is that you don't have to hide. You don't have to pretend to be perfect. There's a lot of people that, you know, see Christians as, oh, these people think they're perfect. Y'all, I'll be the first one to say, I'm not perfect. I got a lot of problems. And the beautiful thing about having a relationship with God is that you're still a flawed individual, but you're saved and you're protected by the blood of Christ. And so it's just saying that he's my hero. He is the one that saved me. I am not worthy to be as high as God, but through his son, I can be with God in heaven one day. And so we just want to talk about like our real relationship with God, some of the struggles we've had and some of the, also the triumphs we've had. So we've got five questions we're each going to answer. And
why did I say 10 questions?
Well, because if we both answer it, then true. I guess we're
it's
kind
10
of answering.
Total answers. Yeah.
But you know what, baby? That's all good. So we're going to answer these five questions coming up right now on The Good Life. Stick around, fam. It's about to get good.
You know, we're talking a lot about God in this episode, and I've just got to bring up another blessing, and that's Blessing Angel. You guys know Sweetie, our golden retriever, who we're going to see very soon this weekend after almost 2 months away from each other. And I miss her so much. I still don't know why Stevie calls her Blessing Angel, but she really has kind of molded into that as her spirit. I feel she really is a blessing. And with blessings come obviously wanting the best and to take care of our dog and to bless her. And so as you guys know, Vetresen is a company that we've had on The Good Life that we've talked about. As you guys know, wellness and health is being promoted so much today that I get it. It's like, what will this supplement even do for me, right? Well, imagine for your dog. Do we even think about supplements for our dog? Well, I didn't really start thinking about it until I read up on Vetresen, and I love what they're doing. They've created a supplement that basically provides the optimal nutrition for the life stage and has the technology to transport and ensure absorption in the parts of the body that need support for Sweetie. So we've been gone, and Stevie's mom has reassured me that Sweetie has been taking her supplement. I love that. Vetresen has been the leader in animal health and wellness, and I love that they've included a new line of dog life stage supplements for puppies, adults, and seniors called All In. You guys got to check them out. Why? Because we're hooking you up with a little discount. If you guys head over to vetresen.com/all-in, you're going to receive 25% off your order plus free shipping with the promo code SAZON25. That's vetresen.com/all-in. Go on and bless your doggies. Question one. When did you, babe, realize that God is real? Was it when you were that cute little 2-year-old on that Instagram photo you posted? Because you were so cute.
Well, you and I obviously have very different answers to this because we have unique stories and testimonies. And I was raised in the church and you weren't. Well, first thing I want to say is when I was 4 years old, I remember I prayed 6 times that, you know, to accept Jesus into my heart. You know, it's like when you accept Christ, you ask him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, you know? And I remember I prayed 6 times, and it's an interesting thing that I remember it because I remember I kept telling my mom and my dad, like, I don't know if God heard me, you know, or I don't know if I felt it. I don't know. And there's always kind of been this doubt, you know, I think that's kind of marked my life of, you know, does God really love me? Am I really saved? You know? And a lot of that doubt, I think, came from a place of performance. You know, it's like, you know, it's like when you know the rules in your house and you constantly break the rules and you constantly see your parents, you know, disappointed in you. That's how I saw God. But God is not, he's not like our parents.
Right.
God is, his love is incomprehensible. The way in which he loves us. Have you ever, you know, when your first love or you know, your heart burns, if your heart ever burned for somebody where it's like, I just love them so much. Or you have a moment when your child is first born and that passion just awakens in you. God's love is that times a million. And so just to really dwell on that and think about that, there's nothing that you can do to earn his love. So I think I spent a lot of my life trying to earn God's love, trying to be the best person that I could be. And, you know, I think there was a moment in college, though, and this is how I want to answer the question. There was a moment in college when I was single and I had broken up with this girl that I thought I wanted to marry, and I was, you know, alone pretty much at this new school in Dallas, and I hadn't met you yet. And I remember I just was having a really hard year. I was, you know, kind of depressed in a way. I was very lonely. I remember getting up every morning to pray and just be like, God, just be with me today. I don't really, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm alone. And I just need you to be with me. And so I remember going through that the entire year of just really trying to find my worth in just being who I was and knowing God and having a relationship with him and not being dependent on some other person or needing to be loved by some other person to feel validated about who I was. And so it was really God just taking me on a journey of self-discovery in him, saying, if you draw close to me, I'll teach you about you. And so I remember that whole year, I just couldn't get over the fact that I was alone and, you know, all those emotions every morning would hit me in the face. And I remember one night I was in my room and I was praying and this prayer of God help me turned into a prayer of God thank you. And it was a real moment where I remembered thinking about all the wonderful things that God had done for me. And all in the ways in which he had been there for me and blessed me throughout that year and my entire life. And so as I was praying, the prayer changed from God, help me, to Lord, you have blessed me and you have given me this. And as I started naming these things, there was just this like welling in my spirit. It was just this, it's just like, I couldn't contain it. It's like a lid had come off and I was just like pouring out all of these things that God had blessed me with. And as I did that, it was coming from the most genuine place. I remember right then and there, I had encountered God in a just very tangible, palpable way. He was in the room with me and I just fell on the floor just crying and laughing. And it was just this,
I remember that
beautiful, it was the most beautiful moment where it was like, I was pouring out tears of my pain, but I was also laughing because of the release that he was giving me in that moment.
Wow.
And I remember I wrote on my computer, I wrote a memo and I can't find it today, but I remember what I said. I recounted what happened and I said, because of this, I said, you have saved my life. You have changed my life. God is real, you know? And I just remember when in the beginning of that year, I said, God, I need you. I need you. I need you to be here with me. I need to feel you. I need to know that you care. And in that moment, I really realized that. And even though I had known him my whole life, that night, I remember I was like, you've changed my life.
Wow. That's incredible, baby. I've never heard you say it like that.
Yeah. It's a long answer. But
no, I love it. I mean, that's why we did five questions so we could really talk about this. And I love being able to really have conversations like this because it's just so, I feel like it's so heartwarming, even as your wife, to hear you speak like this because you're so honest and open. And I like that you are coming from a place, it's just so human. You know, people think, some people may think that, you know, once Jesus is in your life and once you have a relationship with God, you're never going to feel alone.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you forever are going to be changed knowing that you can now do this life alongside God and figure out it all and sort through the pain together now with Jesus. But
right.
You specifically said there was a season of your life, even as a believer, where you felt alone.
Yeah.
I feel like so many believers struggle with owning up to that, right? And it maybe is out of own insecurity and own their fear. Anyone, whether you're a believer or not, some people don't want to admit that loneliness. And the fact that you did, and just how God made up for that and filled that void and showed up for you, and making really you realize for that first encounter, like, wow, like as you're a man now, into manlyhood, you've now had this new encounter with God. That's so real. I love that.
I think the difference between loneliness without God and loneliness with, you know, Jesus, is there's always a place you can look to. When you're alone and you have nothing and you don't have God, there's nowhere for you to look. So it's almost like you're in a forest and everything is dark and you don't know which way to go. But all you know is that you've got to find a way out of here. But when you have God in your life, you have hope. And it's like you're in that same forest, but off in the distance, somewhere way down there, you see a light and you know it's God and you know it's good. Wow. And you know you're heading in that direction. Amen. And it might take you a little while to get there. It might take you longer than others, but you're heading in that direction because you know that that light is a fortress and it's a solitude. And once you find it, once you get to it, you're going to leave all this loneliness behind you.
Amazing. My, you know, for me, when did I realize God is real? You know, I knew God was real even prior to having a relationship with Jesus. You know, it's not that I, you know, was an atheist and didn't believe in God before I became, you know, a believer and a Christian. But that relationship wasn't there. You know what I mean? But I will say that the first time in my life when I got a glimpse of God prior to even becoming a believer, never even shared this before, was when my little brother had cancer in the hospital. And I cannot explain, well, now I can, but in that season of life, I just could not explain everything that was going on. It was the hardest time of our life, as our whole entire family was completely broken by this horrific news that my 8-year-old brother had leukemia. And I was in 9th grade at the time. And then, not 9th grade, I'm sorry, I was a freshman in college. And but then at the same time, in that brokenness, there was this like out of this world comfort and just this supernatural, like, I guess, encounter that everybody in my family just knew, like, okay, why do we all feel like at peace? Like, this is the hardest time. We're walking on eggshells. It was this togetherness. Like, it really brought my family closer together. And I was just, we were all just like praying more. We were really just having to rely on something out of this world and hoping and praying to whomever that my brother would be okay. And you know, obviously it turned out so great for my brother and I'm so grateful for that. And just the things that happened along that journey that were so personal and so intimate, I just knew that those were the building blocks, the beginning stages of that relationship that was about to be revealed to me, you know, and God was already setting it up, you know. And it's just, I look back now and I look back at that season of my life and I can see how God was all over it, you know, and how he even used that, allowed us to go through that and seeing that light at the other side and how God has just come in. And you know, what's crazy is that my mom had so many dreams during that time when my brother was in the hospital. I even had some dreams. And now when I piece it all together, I'm just like, oh my gosh, Jesus was so there. He was so there. And it's just, that's probably the first time in my life, really as an adult, when I realized just the power of something outside of yourself. Ladies, Thinks is changing the way that we talk and think about our periods. That's right. We've got to get real about it. Did you know that over 80 years since we've actually really talked about the health space in this way and changed the way we think about our flow? Let's be real. Thinks is a period-proof underwear that absorbs up to 4 tampons worth of your flow. So Thinks is basically changing the way that we think and talk about our periods. There is always this sense of deep shame, confusion, and secrecy when it comes to talking about a subject like this, especially when you're younger, middle school. I'll never forget when I became a woman, I should say, and I felt so embarrassed and nervous and just not necessarily aware of what was going on with my body. So I love that Thinx is actually changing this as well. Not only do they have the period proof underwear that you can try out, but they're actually making it better and fighting for puberty education, menstrual equity, and more. So I love that they're working to empower everybody in our youth. So you guys got to check them out. To learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, visit periodbetter.com and use our special code Cezanne to get $10 off your first pair. And the power of God, like needing him. Needing God, you know, and
you felt like you needed that awakening though to realize.
Isn't that funny how a lot of like God really allows us to go through some really tough stuff in our life? And it's almost, it's kind of funny too, a little bit, because whenever I'm going through a really tough day, or let's just say you're getting trolled every, like it's just a season of trolls. So one thing after the other, your car broke down, your iPhone just cracked, like everything's just going downhill, you just broke up, like. You know that God is about to catapult you and to spring you into something incredible, because I really strongly believe that sometimes we're broken so that God can really build us up into who he's created us to be. And it's kind of exciting in seasons like that in a way, you know, it's bittersweet, but it's exciting. I look back at that season when my brother had cancer and I say that was one of the best seasons of our life as a family, because we got so much closer to each other through that tragic experience, you know, and look how it turned out by the grace of God and the healing of God. I mean, it's just incredible to see how it all played out, you know? All right. Next question. Was there ever a time, babe, when you felt like giving up on God?
Oh yeah. There, I mean, the time that was most clear to me, and I guess that was really the only time, was when we moved out here and I was trying to do the whole acting thing, and I just felt like everything was hard. And, you know, I just felt like also, you know, there was an uprooting of moving out here and there's no comfort, and LA is a place that will just bring all of your insecurities to the surface. And doing something like acting, hats off to people that do that. It's very difficult. You're constantly putting yourself in front of people in a vulnerable state and being judged for your voice or whatever. And so I just remember 2 years in just feeling like, okay, God, like what the heck is the plan? Because I'm trying my hardest and nothing is happening, and I'm still like scraping by every month and I have nothing. And I just remember being like, I need help. I need help. And I just need a win. Like, nothing has ever come easy for me in my life. And like, I'm finally here searching for, you know, like trying to achieve my dreams that I've always believed in. And I just, there's no aid to be found. Like, why does this have to be so hard? I don't need it to be perfect and I don't need to be famous tomorrow or whatever, but I just need help. I remember it was like, can you just give me some freaking help? Because this sucks.
You're like, can you just give me $100 to get by?
Seriously. No, I mean,
you were doing valet at the Mondrian Hotel.
I don't come from like a privileged household, y'all, where my parents were supporting me, or, you know, that's never been the case for me. I've always had to pay my own way for everything. Even throughout high school, I've always paid for everything on my own, you know, and my college and all of that. And that's great. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, like, things were not handed to me. You know, it wasn't like mom and dad are paying my rent and I'm just sad because I'm not making it. I was literally like, Lord, I'm not making it. Like, I need your help and I'm trying to make everything work, but nothing's working out. My relationship with you was suffering at this time. And I was just like, this sucks. Like, I was just like, God, like,
you were just like, just, take me away.
I was like, just send me some freaking wind in my sails. Like, come on, dude, I'm stranded out here. And he did.
So when was that? when do you feel like that was that turning point when you were like, God, you know, it's like, in a sense you wanted to give up, right?
I wanted to give up. I was just like, I just don't,
stretched as far as I can go.
I was just like, God, I've been down for a while and now I'm just being kicked. And I was like, and I'm over it. And I was like, I don't need to win everything, but I need to win some things. And that was a time where I really felt like God is just like, he's just not helping me out. Like, he's totally bailed on me.
And why do you think God does that?
Well, because I think a lot of times God doesn't answer. He prolongs the answering of a question so that we will search for him deeper. But also too, I think he allows us to go through something for a long period of time so that we will finally learn a lesson that can't be unlearned. You know, there's a gratitude, I think, that comes out of a season like that.
Wow.
That is a long season that can't be taught. You can't teach that kind of gratitude. It's like if somebody was like, you know, it's like if you found a kid in Africa who's been starving their entire life, right? And then all of a sudden they're catapulted into this like amazing position of wealth. I guarantee you that person who had struggled so much would deal more wisely with their wealth and be so much more thoughtful.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, appreciative and thoughtful towards people in poverty. And I'm not that person, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like your gratitude.
Allows us to be stretched.
God is like, because God's like, if I've got great plans for you, you need to suffer first to understand about the suffering, and you need to never forget that because right. you need to help other people once you get there.
It makes you think about Teenie a little bit, you know, as parents, for first time parents, like there's certain things that we see her do where we can easily step in and intervene and make it easier for her. Right. But we also want her to have the tools that she needs in life. We want to be able to give her those tools, but we also want her to have to learn on her own and to also search and to figure it out. Right. And that's the biggest thing as parents. You don't want to be too overbearing, but you also want your kids to know that, like, I've got you, I've got your back. And I think I know God is the same way, times infinity, you know, for us, each and every single one of his children. He allows us to go through those seasons of heartbreak, those seasons of just like setback after setback, those losing seasons, so to speak, so that you can come out winning, so that you can walk into that next chapter of life and gain something, not just in worldly currency value, you know, but in out of this world value, you know, something that you're going to take and pass down to your kids, something, a lesson, something even like for us this season of life, it's just seeing and observing the character of God like I've never seen before. That is something right there I can take and I can share with others and I can speak into existence and just promote. I love that. And I didn't know I was going to get that out of this. You know what I mean? I was hoping that I'd have a house by now. So it's like God is continuing to stretch us and we have to be able to look and find it. So I love how you explain that.
And by the way, to just anyone who's wondering, like a couple months later, everything started changing. I just got this amazing job and
you did.
Then I came back and started working with you and our whole life course changed, but God had to take me through that first. And so I'm just thankful for all parts of the journey. What about you? Was there a time where you felt like giving up on God? I think I remember a time.
I wonder if it's the same. But I'm going to have to say, you know, when I was in LA too, you know, LA, being
LA will do that to you.
LA will do that to you. But you know what? It was in that season of just like, you know, early 20s, trying to figure out like what I want for my life. What am I doing in LA? I just packed up everything and came out here. You know, I had the pressure of having my parents' support, but it was also kind of like a hammer on my head of like, hey, we're only supporting you for literally 6 months and then you're coming back to Dallas. And they were just like so hoping and praying that that would be the case.
Right.
And so, you know, having that on my back, like that pressure, that fire, I felt like, okay, I've got to make something work, you know, and I just felt so lost. Even as a believer, you know, I just felt like, God, why did I strongly feel like you brought me out here, but I'm not seeing anything come to fruition with like what I wanted to do? I wanted to do TV hosting stuff. And I just felt like that really was my calling at the time. And this was before social media and all that stuff really rose up. And little did I know that social media was going to become a thing, right? But God was just like, he knew, you know what I mean? He knew what was going to happen. And he was just kind of protecting me from all of that. But I'm not going to lie, I was also fed up. I was just like, I'm not getting any answers from you, because just like the season we're in now, the difference is in that season of my life, my faith muscle was non-existent. It was very weak. I don't want to say it was non-existent, but it was pretty flimsy. It was just not holding up. So when the going got tough, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted answers. And I was like, God is awfully quiet.
I remember this.
And I'm not getting answers. So my sister's roommate, who I was living with them for a while, she was telling me about this psychic. She was like, there's this incredible psychic. I've been going to see her. And I just thought, I've got to go see the psychic. I need answers. And I was so convinced that this woman was going to have the answers for my life. And at the time, I was still fairly new in my walk with Jesus, and I didn't even understand the blasphemy in doing that, okay? And I told Stevie, babe, I'm going to see this psychic. We're in LA. It's like they have so many psychics, obviously. But babe, this one is a legit one. My sister's friend, they like swear by her. And like, I just need some answers on a couple of questions. So I'm going to go see this woman. And what did you say to me?
I was like, you're not going. And you were so determined to go. You were such in a tizzy of like all the things. You were like, no, I'm going. Like nothing, you know, I needed these answers. And I said, no, you're not going. And you were like, I am going. I said, if you go. I was like, if you go, that is a big red flag to me. And I said, and I don't know. I said, I can't be with somebody that's going to do that. I said, that is not the answer, Saz. And you were like, are you threatening me?
I know.
And I was like, no, I'm not threatening you.
What is that supposed to mean?
I said, I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying you cannot go to this. And if you do, I said, as a huge red flag, I said, yeah,
and
I just,
and you also said, really, you said, this is really a slap in the face to God.
Yeah.
And obviously that just kind of like struck a chord with me too, because, you know, as somebody who's a new believer in my walk, it's like, I went from this super high of like, oh my God, Jesus is in my dreams. And now I'm in my walk and I'm not necessarily seeing those signs come so easily. But it's sometimes God stepping back, allowing the allowing my faith and my strength to grow and to build like that faith muscle, as I was saying. And so I didn't understand what the risk was in doing that. And I'm so glad that you did that.
Where are they getting this information from? I said, because it ain't from God.
Right. And when you explained that to me, and maybe there is a little bit of a stigma out there for like, well, what's the problem with seeing a psychic? Because I know that there are some people who still do it, you know? The holidays mean celebrations with friends, and here we are talking all about love today. And so if you guys have been thinking about ways to bless your loved ones or maybe treat yourself to a little end of the year something something, you might want to check out Rothy's. Have you guys heard of Rothy's? Rothy's is the company that's making the most beautiful, comfortable shoes for women and kids out of plastic water bottles. What? Yes, plastic water bottles. It was so hard to believe that, because when I put my foot in a pair of their slip-ons, I was completely shook by how crazy comfortable these shoes are. That's the first thing you're going to notice. It kind of just keeps your foot locked in and comfortable. And guess what? They're fully machine washable too. I totally wore mine out in Europe. So the fact that I can just throw it in the wash and it's good to go, I love that. Rothy's has actually quickly grown to be one of the most loving gotta have them brands. They really stand out. They've got so many unique styles and pairs. So if you guys want to check it out, please do. It's sustainable, comfortable, washable. Really, it's the all-in-one pair of shoes. Totally worth checking out today, because guess what? You guys are getting a hookup, all right? You guys have got to check them out. So go to rothys.com/Cezanne to get your new favorite flats in time for the holidays. Enjoy, guys. I think when you really described it to me as, it's almost like that was literally me saying, I give up on you, God. I'm giving up. And I'm just going to go find answers elsewhere. I just knew that in the short time of knowing God and what he was already doing for my life, I was having a rough season, but I could not forget all that he had done and all that he was still doing. And I wasn't going to turn my back on him. You know, the truth really does set you free. And when I found that, I knew how valuable that was. And I just was not willing to compromise that, because here's the thing, God knows our future. He knows every single detail of our life today, tomorrow, and the next day, and 20 years from now, and et cetera. He knows those details. If God just released all of that information to us, like a psychic, you know, or via, I think that just completely gets rid of God, right? It's like, oh, well, I don't need God. I've got the answers elsewhere. And now that thing is God. And God, literally, as I was growing in my faith and now having read the Bible from front to back, it's like, that really is a blasphemy. That's saying I'm trusting everything else and I'm not trusting you, God. I'm trusting my own voice and what my own voice is saying. And so I just think that's really important, that unless somebody comes to you with a word from God, like a prophecy, like God is telling me to tell you this through prophets and things like that, seeing psychics and all that, yeah. I have learned, and I have advised so many friends and family members, it's not worth it. Yep. Don't open that door, because when you open that door, you're opening up yourself to so many other things. And now you're letting somebody else decide your fate and your destiny, yep, instead of trusting God. And I was so weak in that season of life, babe, that I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I had somebody like you kind of shake me up, because so many others were telling me to go do it. So as a new believer, I am so grateful I had somebody like you whose faith muscle was stronger in that department, who really helped me.
And kudos to you for listening. So that was,
I didn't want you to leave me.
Yeah, it was a good decision you made then.
I love you.
What's number three?
Number three, how do you know when God is moving in you? This can be really answered in so many different ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is kind of like a interesting one. I guess there's, I feel like there's two different ways. I feel like the season that we're in now is God has distanced himself from us for a long time. And so I think God does this cat and mouse thing. He loves us so much. It's so funny when you have a kid, God has just put there's so many natural metaphors in how we see our children in the way that God sees us, except for in a much grander way. But it's like this thing where it's like you pursue your kids to show them, I love you. You go and you kiss them, you hug them, you play with them. You know, you spend time with them to show them, like, I love you, I care about you. And so that love will be returned, because that love is the love that you gave. Mm. And so God is constantly pursuing us to show us, like, I love you. I mean, that's the whole heart of Jesus and why Jesus came. Jesus came to pursue. He came down from heaven. God humbled himself to come to us in a vulnerable form of a baby, because he loved us that much. Have you ever seen a baby? They can't do anything. God became a baby for you. Like, he's right. Like, I'm coming to you. I love you. But then there are seasons in your life when, like right now, where it's like, God, what do I do? And he withdraws himself from you. And so God loves on you. And I know that there's seasons like where I said I was going to give up on God, and then I got this job. I felt in that season that God was pouring out his love and his blessings on me.
Right.
The things that I really needed at that time, it wasn't just what I wanted, but it was what I really needed at that time. God was like, I'm going to take care of you.
Yes.
And he poured out so much love on me, and I just felt him moving. And y'all, so much changed in my life in that season. You and I got engaged after that, and things really started changing.
And to add on to that too, babe, I just want to say, you know, with my whole thing, with that whole psychic experience, as a result of closing that door, boy, did I witness the blessings of God open. You know, it was shortly after that when I really did encounter God in my apartment bathroom, right, when I was on the floor crying, and I finally was like, God, I give up. What do I do? What do I do? Give me answers. If not, you know, what if not LA, where? Like, what do I do? I was just so like a little kid crying to her daddy. And it was in that encounter in the bathroom on my knees crying, right, when I felt God say, focus on your blog. I felt it and I heard it and I thought, wait, what? Right. I thought I came out here for TV hosting. And you guys know, the rest is history. Since hearing God's words, I mean, he speaks louder and more, mm-hmm, clearly than any human voice on this earth, you know, right, if we just tune into that. And so I agree with you in the sense that God has really moved in that way. But for anybody who is new in their walk, or somebody who is searching for God, I also can speak from that standpoint of the difference when you know when God is starting to come in and kind of wash away the doubt, the worry, the fear, all of the old things about yourself that you suddenly just are noticing are leaving the building. That is just the Holy Spirit, I believe, coming in and cleaning you and washing you and really giving you this new equipped spirit to live a beautiful life with God. You know, I've said it before that prior to coming to know Jesus, you know, Stevie, you've asked me what did that feel like? What did that look like? The best way to have described that was that my soul was literally like the moon, you know, a place in this universe, in the sky, that is so dead. It's just nothing living and breathing is on there, on the moon. It's just eerie. I can't imagine standing on the moon and looking around. I would feel so just like lost and alone and quiet, but not a good quiet, you know? And then when I gave my life to Jesus, he instantly started moving things. He completely transformed me from the inside out. And I was starting to hear the differentiation between the three voices in my head, me being me, my voice, my worldly voice, the only voice that like I know and that I'm capable of hearing, the devil's voice, you know, the enemy's voice, the voices of doubt and insecurity and coming from dark places, those voices. And then obviously God's voice. It's this supernatural divine voice that suddenly has power in my thoughts and in my mind and in my heart. And I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? That's God moving. And so when I gave my life to Christ and I really started understanding what it meant to have a relationship with God, that's when I entered a new planet. That planet that was filled with so much more color, so much more life. I didn't feel alone anymore. I felt this just peace come over me. Those things I believe are God's anointing and blessing that he instantly sprinkles over our spirit when we finally let our guards down, allow ourselves to be broken so that we can open our hearts and open the door, because God has been knocking and he is knocking. And there's some of you guys listening right now and I can feel it and I can sense it. God is knocking, and guess what? He's not going to stop knocking because he loves you and he wants you to know that. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to do this crazy thing called life together with you. And the only way to really find that truth and to go on that route for yourself and that journey is to open the door. And I promise you, when you open that door, it's like the floodgates have completely, whoo,
knock, 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 girl.
And you start to just like,
Jesus is here. What's good?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Jesus. No, but really, babe, that's just, I guess that's kind of my little definition of move from that standpoint with God.
Number four.
So if Jesus was in the room right now, we've been talking a lot about J-Man. If Jesus was in the room right now, what would he say to you? And we can all play this game.
Man, this is, I don't know. That's a hard one. I think, you know, it's funny.
Just be completely honest about it. Like,
I know.
What would God, after, and
I'm
you can,
thinking,
the,
I,
after this year, really.
No, well, the thing is I think I grew up thinking that, you know, if God encountered, if I encountered God in physical and he was talking to me, he would tell me all the things that I needed to fix.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's true. I think, in fact, God would know, he would know that I know where I'm weak, but he would also, I think he would speak truth as far as, I have these very sobering thoughts at 3 a.m., y'all, when I wake up and I feel like that is the Holy Spirit just talking to me. You know, it's not this voice of like, it's not this voice of like a parent when they're mad at you, but it's like this voice of like, you should be doing this. Like, I'll have a thought of like, you need to spend more time focusing on your family. And I'll have a thought like that. And it doesn't make me feel bad. It just is a very sobering, like, yeah, I need to pay attention to my family right now. And, so I feel like there would be a bit of that, but I think it would also be God pouring out just his love as well. I just know that, you know, Jesus would just be encouraging me. Like, I've seen that you've been patient in this season. And obviously you haven't been perfect, but I see your heart and I know that you're waiting for me. And I love that, you know,
That's so good. I think this question really does vary for everyone. And it's beautiful that we can use seasons of life, you know, to describe a question like this and to answer a question like this. Because if you asked me this question a year ago, if Jesus was in the room right now, what would he say to you? I could tell you exactly what he would say, because I felt it when I walked into 2019. I felt like Jesus said to me, remove the tape. You know, that was something that in my own personal walk, and being in the public spotlight is something I have struggled with at times, was finding that fine line between when can I talk about Jesus and try to be Christ-like, and when do I just need to turn it off and be a public figure and do the things that I should do or need to do. And then somewhere along the way, after I had Teeny, it's like God said, remove the tape, get rid of that line. There is no line. There shouldn't be a line. I shouldn't have to divide the two. And walking into 2019, I just felt that, and I removed the tape. And I really did. I did things that I knew were going to make me uncomfortable. I tuned in more to God's voice instead of other people's voices and even my own voice. And to just see how he's played this year out. in the things that he has done just in this year alone as a result of really hearing those words and removing the tape, I just feel like right now, if Jesus was in the room, I just get emotional. Like, I'm literally about to cry. I just feel like Jesus would be sitting right here next to me, and he would look at me and he would just say, thank you. And I just feel that, because I feel like we are living in a time now more than ever where people need to hear about the goodness of God. We need to bring God back into the equation, because there's no other answer. We're going to be sitting there trying to figure out the answer to this problem and this equation forever if we take God out of it, you know. And after I had Teenie, I just knew how much I needed to strengthen my relationship with God, because I wanted to be the best version for her that I could be. And I knew I couldn't do that alone without God. And so I just really do feel like, even though this year I can look at it from a professional standpoint or even a personal standpoint and say, oh, I could have done more of this or done more of that, or maybe God says I could have done it. No, I genuinely just feel God saying thank you. And I just, that it really encourages me. It really strengthens my faith. You know, I've just spent so many years of my life in hiding, and I'm just so happy to finally live freely and even in the public spotlight with no tape on my mouth, and to finally encourage my fellow peers and even our listeners, you guys, to not live a life with tape on your mouth, to authentically be yourself, but not be afraid to openly speak about the goodness of God and all that he's done in your life. I really want to encourage you all. And if this year, some of you guys right now are thinking about that question, and some of you listening, if Jesus was in the room with you, I mean, we have to also be completely 100 with each other, because that's what we do on The Good Life. How many of you listening, if you were in a room with Jesus and he was in the room, what would he say to you? You know, think about that. Would he look at you and say, come to me? Would he look at you and say, I don't know who you are? God wants a relationship with us. And so the only way for Jesus to really know us is for us to open our hearts and to really let him in.
I think that's something interesting that Kanye said in his interview with James Corden. He said in his end of his song, Jesus Walks, which he wrote a long time ago, he said, I think he said, like, I'm scared to talk to God. It's been too long. And what he was saying was, like, he's just kind of doing his own thing, and he's scared to talk to God because he doesn't know what God's going to say to him. And at the end of the interview, they sing that song, and he changes it, and he's like, I'm not scared to talk to God, you know? And I don't know if he said it exactly like that, but the point was, I think there's a lot of people that are like, I don't want to be in the room with Jesus. I'm worried about what he'll say to me, you know? But you know what, y'all? One person said something to me. They said, God doesn't draw you to him with criticism. He draws you to himself with love. And so if he was in the room, he knows the way to get closer to you is not to criticize you, but to love you. And that's who God is. First, he loves us. And so he would love you first. And so if it's been a long time or you've never spoken to him, don't worry. He'll greet you with a hug.
That's right. Amen to that, baby.
Going
into our last question, how has God changed your life?
Man, wow. That's a long one, but I'm gonna keep this one short and sweet. Fam, God's the reason that we do this show. I mean, you know, a lot of people in this industry that are Instagram and done what Saz has done and beauty and all of that stuff, I mean, their path has been very focused on just that, you know, and maybe growing their fame, maybe growing their numbers. But I think about a year and a half ago, Saz and I realized that God had different plans for us, and that while it's addicting in some way to grow your numbers, it's empty. And while it's addicting to kind of be in the scene and be at the coolest events with the celebrities, it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am thankful to know that God has charted a different course for us, in which we have started this show about a year and a half ago. and we are starting a real discourse, and we are talking about what really matters. Mm. And it's God, it's people, it's a life, it's loving people. And so I'm so thankful for that, because we wouldn't be here doing this show. We'd probably be chasing the likes.
I'm just going to be quick too and just say that God has changed my life in more than one way. I've talked about it before, and I'm not going to just be like a soapbox. Just, is that what it is? Soapbox? Repeating myself over and over? No, that's not a soapbox.
No, no.
What is the one that repeating yourself?
I mean,
yourself?
This show is a soapbox. We're on a soapbox.
What is the thing where you repeat? A broken record.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, God has just changed my life for the better. I mean, I'm looking at you, baby, right now. That's right. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, girl. I keep looking.
You are really, I mean this in all seriousness, you are my prize. You are what came out of just the hardest season of my life, you know? And I'm just so grateful that God brought me to you, and that as a result of just the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God and the promises of God, seeing just what he has done with us together. Like you said, this show, all of this that we've been able to create together. But then also, I look at Teenie, like, hello, Teenie is a product of that. And I'm so grateful for her. She's just already changed my life, and I'm changing every day with motherhood. And I mean that in the best way. But then I also look to my family, and today is a very special day, because I just had an hour conversation with my sister, and just to hear her talk about God and what he's doing in her life right now, I can just feel Jesus. He's working. He is so in it. And there's nothing that I honestly feel more happy about than knowing that my family is just growing in their own walks and their faith and their journeys, and that God is moving them and he's moving in their lives. And that is changing my life as a believer, as somebody who has been walking with the Lord, to look and see that God, he's not quitting on the lives and the people's lives who I love, who I want God so badly to have an impact on, for Jesus to come in and to save each and every single one of them. He is so doing that in this season, and he hasn't stopped, and he's not going to stop. And I'm just so grateful for that, and so many other things. And we're so grateful for this platform, guys, that we can just talk freely about our faith, and to all of you as well. We love you, Good Life Fam.
Yep, we love you guys, babe. That was a great episode. I loved how just honest that was. And I mean, that really is the best thing, y'all. It's like, if you could trade anything, it would just be to have your family, you know, with you and to know God. So, y'all, we're going to pray, yo. We haven't prayed at the end of an episode in a minute. And your boys, like, got the balloon head, but we're still going to do it today.
Balloon head.
So let's just do it real quick, fam. I hope you guys have a great week. Hope you guys are getting ready, because Thanksgiving is coming up real soon. Next week, we're going to have a Thanksgiving episode ready for you guys, kind of like we did last year. So let's just pray real quick before we end this episode. Lord, I just thank you for every single person who's listening to The Good Life, God. They're here not by mistake, God. There are no mistakes, Lord. And I just know that whether they know you or not, God, that this episode is going to impact them. And I just pray, God, if they don't know you, Lord, that they will begin to seek you and just you alone, Lord. There is one true God, and you are him, Lord. You are he, and you sent your son, God. And it's because you love us so much, God, that you came for us. God, you are the hero, Lord, and all we need to do, Lord, is look to you and Lord, to follow you, God. And I just pray that there's so many people out there, God, their life might feel like a wreck right now. They might be in shambles, Lord, but no matter where they are, no matter what they've done, God, you are the answer. Mm-hmm. And so I just pray right now, Lord, that the people that are out there, Lord, who feel alone, Lord, who feel desperate, Lord, Lord, who feel lost, God, that they would look to you and call upon your name, Jesus, the one true God. I just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning into The Good Life. Again, I apologize for my slightly nasally sick voice, but babe, that was such a great episode. I just love the show so much.
I cannot wait for 2020 with you, honey.
We've got some big plans in 2020, y'all, even bigger plans for The Good Life. And don't worry, I'm still going to do my show. That's not going anywhere. That's coming up here in the next few months. So we've got a lot of exciting things that we're working on for The Good Life. And of course, we want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank my beautiful wife for saying all those nice things about me when I have a balloon head. So
I love your balloon head, baby.
I love you, boo.
I love you. And you guys, I got to check out our Europe vlog. You were killing me when I was editing that this morning.
Oh, yeah. Check out the Europe vlog. We love you, fam. We hope you all have a wonderful week.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Buku.
I'm so excited to be welcoming Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson to the Podcast One family. Listen as Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, pours his soul into conversations with fascinating minds, celebrities, and athletes. Along with his cosmic millennial sidekick and former NFLer, Eben Britton, Kid Dynamite dives deep into the issues impacting us all today. This podcast will change the way you see the world. Check out their first two episodes featuring Evander Holyfield and Tip T.I.P. Harris. Don't miss Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.